This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
It seems like a sacred fire of liberty reunion because, like, Jonathan is gone, then I'm here, then Jonathan, I mean, I can't keep up with it. And Cheryl is back, too. Jonathan, Cheryl, Robert, we're back. Sacred fire of liberty. Hey, Jonathan, how was it?
Yeah, being here.
Dominican Republic, you made it back alive, and I'm sure you were busy working, too, a little bit of playtime, but I'm so glad that we're all together.
Yes. Tragic to see the degree of poverty there, but... That's what happens when you don't have a functioning capitalist economy.
Yeah, free markets really don't exist. It's like the uber wealthy families and then everybody else. And here in America, of course, there's been some level of, I think, a standard of living that still is, for the most part, the envy of the rest of the world. But how long will it continue? Cheryl Chumley also here writing for the Washington Times opinion page online, and she's got a lot of great insight into the news of the day. And I'm glad to have you back on board, all of us together, Cheryl.
It's great to be here. Glad to be here.
Jonathan, real quick, you wrote an article about the education system in America and how we've just lost our way completely. The young people don't even know why liberty is important, much less how we regain and retain it.
Right. At the time of the founding of the Republic and in the New Nation period, really all the way up until the time of the New Deal, it was considered essential that children be educated in the details of the American Revolution, the ideology underlying liberty, why our nation stands for a limited federal republic that defends individual liberty, why the Declaration of Independence is predicated on the proposition that governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed, and that fundamental duty is what defines us as a unique people on earth. This created what we might call an American ethos, which was the envy of the world, that here in America you could count on government that would protect individual liberty and a freedom to exploit the benefits of life, liberty, and property that the trilogy of the American Revolution and of our Constitution. And so this notion was really part of what at the founding, shortly after the Constitution of 1787 came into being, was considered Republican motherhood with a small r. Mm-hmm. Duty of Republican motherhood was to inculcate, mothers were encouraged to inculcate into their children the respect for the American Revolution, for individual liberty, and for the necessity of protecting us from a rapacious government. To be jealous of the executive magistrate, they used to say, to be wary of those in power. Well, since the 1930s forward, but principally since the 1960s forward, there's been a revolution in education that has ripped out of existence this whole concept and has replaced it with an American bashing campaign where virtually everything that you might take for granted as a child would be attacked as evidence of American imperialism or some other such nonsense, where they tried to define the United States as a nation deserving of guilt for abusing the rest of the planet rather than celebrating our triumphs in defense of individual liberty, civil rights, and limited government. And now, today, we have an environment in the college campuses across the country which is really rabidly hostile to the American ethos.
Openly anti-American. I mean, it's stunning to me. I'm a product of the government indoctrination centers, aka public schools. And Jonathan, you're a dad. I'm a dad. Cheryl, you're a mom. And I'm thinking, I couldn't stomach sending my kids to a public school. And I know some people say, well, mine is different. I'm thinking, no, they're not. They're not teaching the Declaration of Independence. They're not teaching the Bill of Rights, the Constitution anymore with real meaning. So, you know, what do we do? I love, Jonathan, that you mentioned the Republican motherhood. I bet someone who lives that ideal is Cheryl Chumley.
Well, I'm listening with great interest to what Jonathan said, and I agree with everything he just detailed. And it reminds me, just a couple days ago, my 10-year-old daughter came home from public school and said that they had just started a segment on the Bill of Rights. And on one hand, I was really happy to hear that because you don't hear public schools teaching the Constitution any longer. But on the other hand, I was thinking, well, what interpretation of that? So, like I did with my other children, you know, we kind of weave discussion of the Founding Fathers and the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence in modern day discussion of politics. And you know, I think that's a great way parents can bring that mix of traditional Founding Father beliefs and incorporate it into the day-to-day working of how it plays out. So it kind of comes alive for their kids. But, you know, on the sad note, I think, you know, most public schools aren't teaching these things in any way that sets America as number one in the world.
And it sets us up to not have to be conquered from outside, but from our own apathy and not knowing of the origin of the country and the good things and the principles that it stood for. I mean, I regularly have discussion. Of course, my son is 17. He's actively engaged in the political discussions, and I love it. So he'll talk more with his teachers than he will with the fellow students because he finds that they're woefully not knowledgeable about these things, even in a private Christian school of all things. So it's a stunning thing. But, Jonathan, to your point in your article, we can't wait for the schools to recover. We as parents have to engage the way Cheryl's talking about when they come home and discuss it from our perspective.
Well, that's right. You know, what led the World War II generation to en masse go to war against Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan and fascist Italy was this notion, which was also present in World War I, that liberty was at stake, that the fundamental freedoms that we enjoy are directly threatened, and that the only way to safeguard those things for future generations was to be willing to sacrifice your life in defense of those principles. And that animated the generation of American soldiers who lived through the Cold War, particularly the early parts of the Cold War, and they were ready at a heartbeat to go into battle and sacrifice themselves, even to the extent of a nuclear contest, if necessary, to defend our nation. So this is what we depend upon in the last analysis for defense of liberty. Mm-hmm. And it's not, as Cheryl pointed out, and as you have pointed out many times, there is this erosion from within that is costing us dearly.
Yes.
By having individuals elected to office who are openly hostile to these American concepts and to liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And they're tearing down these things. That's why we can have such a rapid growth of the administrative state with virtually no peep in opposition.
Right.
It's because people do not realize that this is a great sacrifice of individual liberty. This is a great sacrifice of the system of checks and balances, of separation of powers, of non-delegation of power, of limited government. And yet, were children educated in these things, and led to appreciate this is a defining characteristic of the United States of America, distinguishing us from the rest of the world, they would be up in arms over these transformations internally and the threats that are posed internationally to our rights and liberties. It is so bad that a man named Barack Obama became president of the United States, who went on an international apology tour for the United States, which needed no apology. And when it came to domestic affairs, he should have apologized for the administrative state, but instead he grew it massively and created this thing called Obamacare, which is an abomination.
Yes.
And when, you know, all of this is passing by without people realizing in the general population that it is coming at a cost of the precious liberties that were fought and died for by prior generations, and that we will not have available to us to bequeath to future generations. And they don't even seem to be aware of it.
No, well, once again, the roots of liberty have just been withering and dying because we don't water it. We don't, you know, again, with our young people, let them know what is the basis for this Republican form of government. Cheryl, you have a recent piece at Washington Times. We have it linked up at robertscottbell.com about Trump clarifying his position on you know, some of the foreign policy issues. But you also point out there is a bit of confusion within the messaging out there. And Trump, I don't doubt that he loves liberty. He's a guy that's really embraced the business world and succeeded extraordinarily. But the messaging coming through is a little bit, I don't say schizophrenic, but it's just not clear.
Schizophrenic is kind of funny, but it's definitely not clear. I like Trump. I'm a supporter of Trump, but I did not support his unilateral strike on Syria. And what I'm finding now is that his messaging coming from the White House is a little bit unclear. On one hand, Trump himself came out and said that our policy in Syria hasn't changed. We're not after regime change. We're only going after ISIS. And yet his airbase strike was not against ISIS. It was clearly at Assad. And he did it based on the justification of photographs that circulated of dead children due to chemical warfare. And these are, first off, dead children pictures, I don't think, are things that should draw us into an overseas conflict without going through Congress first, at least. And second off, this is a decided change in policy. You can't say you're rooting out ISIS and at the same time attacking Assad directly. So it's a little unclear, and when you start looking at what some of his administration people have said, it's directly opposite. You have Nikki Haley telling the UN that regime change is a possibility, but then you have Secretary of State Rex Tillerson saying that no, there is no regime change apparent.
Cheryl, stand by. We're all on a break. I apologize. I got to cut in here. We're going to come back and continue this discussion. It is fascinating. And again, our discussion always rooted in the principles of individual liberty, defense of this great nation, what it stands for. And we'll continue with that after this break with Norm. Well, Norm Singleton will join us at the bottom of the hour, but with Jonathan E. Morton and Cheryl Chumley. Stick with us.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's an emotional time. It's an emotional day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Cap Morgan, I feel like, you know, our feminine side is better served right now. You know, that the men that don't cry, right? We can shoulder through it, right? And I don't know that that's appropriate either. I've been crying too, and I don't have a problem admitting that, but I don't say that it's easy. And you know, we have emotional bodies as we have physical bodies, and they need to breathe, they need to be let out to allow to grieve and process these things.
Well, here's something that has been interesting to me on my own fairly lengthy healing journey. Why is it that emotions, which are a natural part of life, and here we are empowering ourselves to heal and taking all the vitamins and doing all the things, and then stuff happens and we're so sad or we're so angry and it comes out in a very what feels like a negative way in our bodies. Like when I get mad or angry or stressed,
yeah,
it hurts my stomach. And when I cry for long periods of time, I feel like junk the next day. You would think if emotions are a natural part of your body's like processing that like you would feel better with them instead of worse,
like a catharsis maybe.
Well, I think eventually once it's all out,
yeah,
it's cathartic. But like, why do emotions manifest themselves in painful ways in the process? Like your emotions are something nobody should live without, right?
Yeah,
like, no. We should all have emotions
unless we're, you know, Spock from the planet Vulcan. But even
well, and even he ended up having emotions,
right,
when he let himself.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Once again, Morgan, there you go, asking the great questions. And you know, I have to think of it in terms of working out. If you have a really great workout, it can be a painful workout. and you can be sore for a time as well, physically. And I think as above, so below, as within, as without, you know, so without. And, you know, I guess as a man in this lifetime, male body, I don't think I have gender confusion, but I recognize that we do have emotional sides that might be considered more feminine, and oftentimes as males in our culture, we're not allowed to let them out, or we don't allow ourselves to experience them. And I'm guilty as heck of that, you know.
Crying is not feminine. I mean, that's just a myth.
I know, and Liam had a lot to teach me about those things.
Yeah.
I still have a lot to learn about those things. I'm just acknowledging.
Well, then is anger masculine? If I get mad and I punch Ed, is that my masculine side coming out?
I might be oversimplifying it. It's true, okay? But, you know, we have to have some frames of reference, and I'll go with it for now. So don't take it literally, but, you know, as we communicate. And again, Liam, especially with the not only spoken word, but the written word, how he communicated so directly and how he lived very raw and open, you know, how he shared things that were just brutal that you're like, I can't believe you're sharing that. And he was an open book in so many ways in that. And, you know, it's taught me, it's still teaching me, as we move on, through these things. So, and having these animals can help provide that unconditional love when we need it.
They have opinions too.
Yeah.
They're letting all their emotions out. They don't hold back.
Yeah. So, I don't know if that makes sense, Morgan, as far as why it hurts, you know, or, you know, in that regard. I just kind of see a similarity. Like, a lot of times we will disconnect and say, well, that's just an emotional thing, right? And that, like, it has no bearing on the rest of the world, or the world has no bearing on it. I think the same laws apply, just as if we were exercising physically, or if we're out of shape and we just let it out all at once. It's like you're an armchair quarterback and suddenly you go out to play football for the first time forever. You're going to be achy for a while.
Well, do you ascribe then to the idea that there's kind of this push-pull of positive and negative energy in the world? So if somebody maybe lashes out at you in anger, or, mm-hmm. you know, does something that makes you sad or whatever, that's like negative energy you've taken on? Or do you think we like create that from within ourselves just based on our own expectations about life?
Wow. Again, what am I going to do with you, Morgan? You ask these questions that are so deep that I want to visit this, so please put a bookmark in that, you know, because we're out of time, and I've got Dr. Frank King coming up, and, you know, I need to kind of unplug and sort of temporarily disconnect, at least for a segment here. I don't even want to bring up what we're talking about, because I know a lot of folks, and I want to honor everybody that's listening, if it's possible. You know, maybe you didn't know Liam, and it's a sad thing to hear, but you didn't know him, and you're here to tune in for, give me some health information. And I want to do that too, and we can do that. And I think Liam would want us to do that too, because he knows my mission and what this is all about. So let's take a break here, and Dr. Frank King's going to talk. He tells me he wants to talk about allergy desensitization techniques, so it's going to be very, very practical for a segment. And we'll come back and we'll reminisce on this, and I'll tell you what we'll do for the second hour, something very special. Check out the notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan, and God bless you, Captain Morgan, for keeping that going, because I know today for sure I couldn't do it. All right, I'll be right back with Dr. Frank King. Stick with us, folks. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, I know. You should see what Cap Morgan's taking pictures. She'll post them. And two bearded gentlemen, really macho men with good hearts, joining me now. Cap Morgan set aside. I've got my scruffy gray. I wouldn't call it a beard, but I'm trying. But we're joined, in addition to Jason, Greg Schultz joining us now, also co-founder of North Lake Permaculture, right on Facebook.
Yeah.
Inspiring guys, because they have bright lights. Look, I see their eyes. I see what's going on. What's going into the body is supporting efforts to do what I'm loving, what is happening here at this homestead tour. There are some kids here, which is great to see. I'd like to see more, as you said, we were talking off the air about teenagers joining in as well. But it isn't only about preparing for a zombie apocalypse, is it, Jason? We're talking about that too.
Yeah, no, that's coming from kind of a fear-based mindset, and it's not that that's not, you know, an important conversation, but I think coming from a place of love and just once you get outside into nature and you start working with the soil and you start working with plants, mm-hmm. you know, it generates good feelings. You know, it's good vibes. It's good for you. You connect.
It's hard to find a depressed organic gardener.
Right.
Right? I've met some depressed and sick big agribusiness farms where they're spraying. I mean, that's devastating, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Greg, I look at you, man. Bright light. You know, you're turned on with what's going on here. And how did you get involved with permaculture? I mean, was that something you were born into?
Not at all. Jason actually was the first one who mentioned permaculture to me, and it made sense. We were walking through his backyard, and he started showing me some plants that he was putting in the ground, and it just was a light switch. I was spending a few years, multiple years at that point, trying to find ways to bring my body into good balance.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been dealing with some, you know,
you have some health issues?
Digestive issues,
yeah.
Health issues, different
yeah.
things. And I grew up in the woods, but just playing, you know. And so when he mentioned permaculture to me, we started looking at the plants and started reading a little bit, watching YouTube videos. YouTube's a great resource.
Yes.
It was just like, holy cow. Like, this is what the world needs. It doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are. It doesn't matter where you come from. It's applicable. It's healing, as we were just discussing, on the individual level to participate in this work.
Hmm.
On a community level.
Oh, and Captain Morgan wants to know if y'all are single for the ladies out there listening. No, she's a married woman, but she's always thinking about friends. Look out, Morgan, you're going to trip her up there. We got some more food coming through here.
I have 3 children, and I'm married.
All right, well, listen, there's still hope. Think about this. They came up with something called Trump singles. I'm like thinking, what about permaculture singles, right? You get to connect with people that really appreciate the land. And
is Trump singles really a thing?
That's really a thing now.
You didn't make that up.
No, they're not making that up. This is happening. Everybody finds a way to say, this is what we like, right? I'm thinking, get some permaculture singles happening here. Now, the difference between, like, I do some raised bed gardens. I'm just still early on in my process of expanding into what we call permaculture, which is a little more what we're learning about here on the homestead. And perhaps, Jason, you can let us know, what's the difference between somebody just doing a raised bed garden, which is great, and stepping it up into what we call permaculture?
Well, permaculture doesn't necessarily have everything to do with gardening. We've got to start there. Permaculture is a conjunction of permanent, and it was agriculture when Bill Mollison coined the term. He's an Australian gentleman who's recently passed away, and Bill coined that term back in the 70s. Now it has come to mean more a permanent culture. So what are the things that we need to do to be to have permanent culture here on this planet? How do we need to live for us to go forward, not just sustainably, but to regenerate the ecosystems that we need to live in balance with in order
right.
for us on the earth to be healthy? So the answer to that question is, it depends on where you are and what your situation is.
We
so,
need local tribal knowledge,
right.
which we've lost. Again, growing up as a city slicker from New York, transplanted to Florida, then Georgia, but again, never having to grow my own food like most Americans at this point, yet introduced to organic farming by someone who helped to heal me. And I thought, I got to do this. I got to help others to do this. And I'm not the expert, but even the little bit that I do, I try to inspire others to do this. And obviously, you guys have taken it to that place with an online kind of Facebook group that's saying, come on in. We'll show you how it's done. We'll share efforts and energy even to get it started.
Yep, and starting to work with you know, outreaching into the community as well, not just with teaching people about growing their own food, but also about, you know, we want to get involved with the local Montessori school. Now that's going to be food-centric with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Greg has brought something new to the table, to the group, about some water remediation projects in the area. Now we're in Lake County, Florida. There are over 1,000 named lakes here, and a lot of them are polluted to one degree or another.
Or disappearing. Which I wanted to expand on what I think Jason was beginning to allude to about what permaculture is. It's not just about food. Permanent culture, there's a people component. There's the environment that we live in component. And our nourishment comes from that environment. It's the balance of ourselves within that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to pay attention to a lot more than just the food plot around our house, even though that is step one. It's critical, important step one. But that is only scratching the surface because our earth is hurting. And it's not, that's maybe that fear angle.
Sure.
But there's so much we can do. Like in the last several months, there's two lakes that I've watched begin to dry up. In this county where lakes have been disappearing for already a couple of decades, but in the last few months I've saw two lakes go from the water levels about half of what it was. And I've seen in both instances these lakes are within proximity of a natural forest that was practically clear cut.
Really?
In both cases they left only about 15% of the trees.
Wow.
And this is just a perfect observable example of how critical it is for us to not just conserve
mm-hmm.
our natural environment, but to actually reforest landscapes.
Sure.
And
well, it's
our food forest is one of those.
Interrelationships. In other words, we have become an isolationist culture. We look at, and like medicine, modern medicine is isolationist. You got a toe doctor, you got a nose doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, who puts it all back together?
Mm-hmm. And so permaculture is a system of connecting sciences. So we want to study those individual things to learn about them, and that's great, but then at some point you have to plug them back in and put them together and match up inputs to outputs to reduce the amount of work that plants have to do to transfer nutrients from one place to another, and to
right.
reduce the amount of work that we have to do in order to get a yield off of the plants and off of our property and our community and everything else.
Jason, what's the biggest obstacle that you see? I mean, I sense it's just, I don't want to say laziness, but it's almost like generational laziness because we've been so disconnected from the need to do these things, right? We have an artificial reality that it's all done for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a big obstacle, but are there other things? Is it a psychological obstacle? What obstacles do you see for really engaging? Because a lot of people are now coming to you and they're feeling it, but maybe there's some more we could do to outreach.
That's a pretty deep question there, my friend.
This is why I get not paid the big bucks, but just love what I do.
From plants to philosophy to...
Yes.
Mindset's definitely a big one. Mm-hmm. And we're creatures of habit. And not only do each individual have a habit, but a community of people is going to have a habit. Our society is continuing to move in a certain direction. And in order to break out of that, there's a strong pull, you know, a magnetic force that has you continue to do the same things that you've been doing. You were brought up living a certain way.
Sure.
You know, I was brought up with mac and cheese in my mouth, you know, out of a box.
Yeah, I know.
It was
my
delicious.
History,
it's still
right?
tasty. I mean,
now we do the organic version.
Right.
Even better to make it homemade. But
exactly.
But we're a crisis-driven species. If we look back in history, I'm not a doom and gloomer, but I want to recognize that we learn from history and we say, you know what? A lot of folks do not learn unless they're, like, for instance, motivated by illness. But most people wait until they have cancer to say, well, maybe I should have done something different. Well, is it too late? I don't know. It depends. But how many people have the foresight to say, you know what, I see this coming. I want to make the change now, not when I have to, but when I need to do it now or else it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
I can, I recognize what you're saying about motivated by disaster. And I still recognize that that mechanism happens in my daily life on occasion, you know. But I, so I think that to go to your question of what's the solution or what's the answer, I think it's finding ways for people to connect their vitality with the vitality of the world around them, the people around them, the nature around them, mm-hmm. And build that relationship of love and trust between people and Earth, people in our expanded species, and do things because it's nourishing.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not instant in a sense. It's like building relationships.
You've got to
build trust, right? And getting out into this place and having and sharing meals like this and prepping and growing, it transforms communication. Right, and that's why I've said as a healer now, as a homeopath, one of the first things we've got to do is listen to our own cells. And it's the first thing in a Western medical culture we are told not to listen, because if you have a cell saying something, it's a symptom. And the doctors say, here's a drug, it'll go away.
Yeah. Which it's a problem when the body talks.
It stuffed it back, told it to shut up. And then we manifest that in our real lives, and we don't listen to each other. But why should we? We don't listen to our own cells, right? So for me, getting back to this is medicine. It is, you know, like I mentioned, depression. Many people suffer from depression. Number one, almost prescribed drugs are in the psychiatric realm, even given by pediatricians to children. Why are children depressed? I think a big reason is they're not outgrowing food.
Now you've got to have, you know, there's links to the flora in your gut, which is, you know, given to you, I mean, right by, you know, birth from your mother to the food that you're eating to the food that she's eating, and it needs to come from local.
The microbiome to the macrobiome. That's what we're doing today.
The healthiest kids are out playing in the mud.
Playing in the dirt.
That's why they're healthy.
All right, folks, we got another segment this hour, and then we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. We'll bring in some of the world news as well next hour. We are live from a Homestead event. Go check out the pictures and find one on Facebook or Meetup and take part in this while you can. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, he's got a happy belly. Robert Scott Bell, happy belly here eating the permaculture grown food.
That food looks fantastic.
I had to inhale it. I chewed it well, but man, is it tasty. This is how you have to do it when you're on the air, because Super Don, my producer, says if I talk on the air with a mouthful, he says I'm off the air. I'm done. I can't do much. So I did that, but it was great. We're here with Greg Gajenton and Greg Schultz and Jason Gajenton. Everything's coming together. Two great guys here, I can tell. Doing some great permaculture discussions, as well as North Lake permaculture, North and then Lake, for those that are in the Central Florida region and want to plug in. I've noticed that the Orlando area also has some permaculture groups on Facebook.
Yep.
And I'm encouraging folks around the world that listen to this show to utilize the social networks while we have them for this kind of good purpose, because it really can bring people together, and then you meet them in real life and you find out there's a lot we have in common.
And a lot we don't, you know, and so that's, we kind of, you got to, just in general, take what you can from people, or kind of leave them where they are, meet them where they are.
Sure.
However you want to say it. You have your own personality and your own way of life, but this is just something to add to it. It doesn't detract from who you are to come and learn something new, or to change a little bit about how you get your food or what food you're eating. That doesn't change your whole personality. You can still, you know, go out and have yourself a burger once in a while. Like, nobody's going to stop you there. But start supplementing some of the stuff that you grow on your own property, little by little, slow incremental change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, Greg, did you just come to this all at once? Or, you know, bring that microphone up to you a little bit. But was it a gradual shift when you guys connected and saw how awesome it is?
It was right after that. My wife and I moved up to Gainesville. She went to massage school, and I spent only about 4 weeks, but I intensively was looking for people up there that knew about permaculture. I walked into a store, found a group of people that were big into the permaculture community. They're statewide connected, and I just started spending as much time hanging out with them as I could. So kind of jumped in, definitely with the heart, you know. Mm-hmm. It made sense. It clicked. I was like, I'm all in from the beginning. I knew that. But there's me and Jason also were the first people in our community that we are aware of that were familiar with permaculture. So I spent a lot of time learning, and I like reading books anyway. So I did, as Jason called it earlier, the geek work. But, but now we're really starting to build the momentum with the interest and the skill set, therefore, mm-hmm. and the knowledge base, the experience level is growing, expanding in our community. And I think that really in the next few years, we're going to see
Blow it up.
A lot happen. And it's so exciting to see projects mm-hmm. like this one here at Benjamin and RJ's place.
Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting to take plants from seed and then
put
you see them. Yep. You get to eat off of it.
Listen, I sometimes it doesn't even make it to my plate. I'll go out in my backyard and there's kale growing. I'll grab that. I got a pepper growing. I'm going to eat that. I'm just like right a carrot's growing. It's like, it's so exciting to do that. And for those folks that think it's just too difficult, too daunting, I mean, this is the reason why we're here. This is the reason why you guys are doing what you're doing. You're making real something that a lot of people in America, it's an abstract concept mm-hmm. to grow your own food, much less to take it to the level of permaculture, because we're going to talk about some of the things that are important. You talk about water management mm-hmm. and the ability to not waste a drop. Mm-hmm. You know, in homeopathy, that's what we're all about, not wasting a drop. You get the most out of the least, and it's like, yes, it takes a lot of effort initially, but you do it right, then the natural world, you know, cares for you, too, right? And there's that gift that is given both ways. Right now, we're pretty much operating as parasites on this planet, you know? We're the aliens that have come down from space to take all its resources and leave it dead. We don't have to wait for aliens. We are the aliens, mm-hmm. but we don't have to be. It's a choice we're making.
That's it.
Yeah. Precisely.
We just got to start moving in the right direction, you know, chin up, heart forward, left foot, right foot, you know, mm-hmm. and just start moving forward, you know, led by your heart, balance with your head.
And folks, you can't make, or let's say, let people make the choices for you. That's what we've been doing for generations now, the last 100+ years. Choices have been made for us, and this is how we ended up here. In your own best interest, in the best interest of your kids and grandkids, this is the kind of thing we like doing, and Greg, I appreciate you, all you're doing. I hope we can connect some more on that. And Jason, man, you're awesome. Really.
Cool. Can't wait to see you again.
Yeah, everybody check it out. Find it online in Facebook, North Lake Permaculture. Again, there are groups sprouting up, no pun intended, all over the world. Right? And I'm inspired to get you guys going, too. So we'll do more. We got another hour of broadcast healing. We'll hit some of the stories at large today as it relates to what we're doing here, too. You'll hear more from Cap Morgan and Super Don and the host of this event here, Benjamin. You'll find out what a swale is if you don't know as well. In the meantime, remember this, folks. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moultonhow, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFO. Ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.